Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
What's up, Holosky patrons? I'm back again, finally, on the Patreon episodes. Kyle's been pretty much holding it down, but we got our schedules kind of on par now, and we're getting this Zoom thing kind of locked in, so hopefully we can do more tandem episodes together.
Yeah.
So that'd be dope.
They're a lot easier doing them together
yeah.
than apart.
That's for sure. A little bit less travel now that we can do it through our Skyping and our Zooming.
Right.
What's new?
Not much.
Nothing. Hit a deer, but I talked about that on the last episode. So shout out to the deer that destroyed my car. That was sick.
Always. Fly. I love it when the unpredictability of life just throws a wrench at whatever you have going on.
It makes so much sense talking about that. And it's like I don't even care about like the monetary setback and all this other shit. Like I hate the inconvenience.
Yeah.
Of like having my whole life, because you use your car for everything.
Yeah.
Having your whole life just like fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't know what you're going to do. I guess on the flip side,
it just turns everything upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like that for me when I got T-boned, because I was waiting on the money and I was actually going to buy a little Dodge Dakota. 120,000 miles on it. It was a four-door and they only wanted like $9,000 for it. And I'm like, oh, dude, that's a good buy. Plus, I have me a little bit of a little truck and be a good buy, and then it was gone the next day. And I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I took my insurance check to the bank, and they're like, we got a 10-day hold on this. And I'm like, all right, at least on my job, I can't go to work because there's a 10-day hold on my insurance check.
That's so shitty.
But that's not what all you guys tuned in to hear me bitching.
We do what we want. This is the Holosky podcast. Yeah. We are unpredictable at best.
We got some new patrons in. They're
welcome.
Getting new ones pretty much every day. Welcome new patrons.
Well, let's get up to like 10,000 patrons so we can quit our jobs.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sick.
That'd be
if we can just do this. Fantastic. You can listen to us talk all the time.
Yeah, they'll hate us.
They probably already do. I heard so when I'm driving, I listen to a lot of YouTube, which may have contributed to me hitting the deer. Still.
No, it didn't.
Jury's still out on that one.
No, it didn't.
But I heard this story on one of my YouTube pages that I listened to. So I had to come to Reddit and dig it up and share it with you all, because it is fucked up. Like, it is creepy as fuck. I'm just curious as to what Kyle thinks about it and what you all think about it. So that's what we're going to get into today.
I hope it is a nuclear warhead shaped like Megalodon.
Well, it involves a naked dude.
Oh, well, so, that's got to be a good story then.
It's but technically the same.
Are you sure? Is this story about, what's this race from Fielding that got all bombed on meth and then was running around naked?
Yes. No. No.
I mean, you never know. You never know.
Fielding's wild. Fielding is a wild town. It's the wild, wild west of Illinois.
Great. So now Will Smith lives there.
Yeah.
That was a wild, wild west reference.
We got some other cool shit coming up. Stuff that we're going to be real vague about talking about.
Yeah.
Me and Kyle's going on a little trip this weekend.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked. I'm getting pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm just excited to get the fuck out of town.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time. I do.
Yeah. So you won't know exactly about it, but you're getting this little tidbit about it before everybody else.
You'll know when you know.
It should be a good time. We're probably going to go live on Instagram on the way down there. And probably go live on TikTok on the way back. So just keep your ears open this weekend because we're going on a holo trip.
Hell yes.
Which should be fucking dope.
Fucking better
but
be.
But anyway, now on to the weird shit, which is why you're all here. So this was posted 10 months ago in the crawler sightings page on Reddit.
Define so crawler.
The crawler sightings. Okay. Let me look here. Crawler is commonly seen cryptid with pale skin, long limbs, and a tall, thin body. They're generally seen around 8 feet tall if standing. There are stories of this creature throughout America. It's even been inspired in modern culture, such as Until Dawn's Wendigo, The Rake, and also stories of Slenderman.
I was going to say, it sounds exactly like The Rake.
So, yeah.
I think I've actually heard on Tony's show about a dude seeing an entity like that crawling up a hill or something, whatever the story was. But they specifically said crawling.
This one, I had to search it out because I was like, man, that's fucking weird. Let me see if I can increase what I'm looking at here. Yeah. Okay. So this was posted 10 months ago in this thread. It's called The Man I Saw Through My Night Vision Scope.
Yeah, fuck that.
Dude, it's awesome. So, here it is. The poster says, I'm a hunter. I like to hunt wild boar specifically. Though I've been deer hunting and I've been known to get a turkey for Thanksgiving, I mostly just hunt boar. For those of you that don't know, boar are a big problem in the United States. A sow can have 2 litters a year, and it's not uncommon for litters to consist of 10 or more pigs. Given the pigs eat anything and everything's not hard to see, or anything and everything, it's not hard to see why the Department of Fish and Wildlife make it legal to hunt them with almost no restrictions. In my state, it's illegal to hunt most large animals with night or thermal vision scopes, with the exception of boar and coyote. I've been saving for a year, mostly just my fun money. It's hard to explain to your wife that a scope costs literally twice as much as the rifle I'm mounting it on, but it was definitely worth it. He said, but I did it anyway. I took it to a range and I sighted it in. There was an area that was peppered with boar activity that I knew would be perfect for a night hunt. It was easily accessible with my truck and easy to find spots that I could set up in that overlooked a large, easy to navigate clearing. The night started out uneventful, mostly me tinkering with my new toy, cycling through the settings. I was a little impatient. I spotted multiple deer, but they were out of season. And like I'd mentioned earlier, my current setup wasn't legal for deer. I moved to another spot that I'd seen days earlier that probably wasn't much better than my first, but it gave me something to do and a new angle to look around with my new scope. After an hour or so of glassing the area, it dawned on me. This spot doesn't have much animal activity at all. No rabbits or owls. The deer that I'd seen were hundreds of yards from where I was. Why this pocket of land was so dead at night, but lively in the day. I'd set up around 10 p.m. and it was about 2 a.m. when I started to think about picking up or packing up, maybe setting up a target before I left and taking some practice shots. I heard something crunch come from the direction that I'd came from before. I panned my scope over and saw the silhouette of a small bear pushing through the bushes. It's important to note that my scope isn't exactly night vision. It's a thermal scope, kind of like black and white night vision, what you see in the Predator movies. I adjusted my range and zoomed in a little. I remember jolting when I saw that it wasn't really a bear. It was a man. Because he was so low and hunched over, I thought I was looking at a young bear. Is it a game warden? It couldn't be. I would have seen the headlights coming up the road from where I was perched. And where could he have walked in from? I was 30 miles from anything and on public land. I was about to call out when I adjusted my sights and noticed that he was completely naked. No shoes, no pants, no nothing. I remember being disturbed by his movements, like a squirrel or something. They were twitchy and grabbing at the foliage and sniffing around and palming at the tree. Then it dawned on me, was that my tree? The one I'd been leaning against earlier? The thought terrified me. Could he actually smell me? Then he did something I still have nightmares about today. He squatted and placed his hands in the dirt between his feet, stared straight up like a dog in mid-howl, and I heard it. It was a voice coming from that direction, a very compelling female voice. Help, I'm lost. There was a long pause, but neither of us moved a muscle. The center of my sights were trained at the dirt in front of his feet. I couldn't bring myself to aim directly at another person. It went against everything I'd been taught about firearms. Were they lost? Was this some guy that had gone crazy out here? Why was his voice so feminine? Help, please, I can't walk, the voice called out again. That's when I called bullshit. Not only could he walk, when I first saw him, he was traversing the land with ease for a naked person. So good that I mistook him for a bear. This is a fucking trap. This guy's trying to lure me in to him with a damsel in distress routine. Luckily, the lack of activity before had caused me to pack up most of my gear. I think I may have left behind a hat and a sitting pad, but I don't give a shit about that in this moment. I took my eyes off him for a moment to get my backpack on. I buckled my chest strap and scrambled for my rifle. To my horror, he was in the same position, but this time his face was staring in my direction, and I could swear I saw him smile. The thermal scope has an effect that makes an animal's eyes appear white. How the hell had he heard me get up and put my gear on? He must have been easily 150 yards away. Fuck off, I yelled in his direction. He stood upright, and it hit me how tall and skinny he was. Easily 6 feet and very lean. He took a couple of long strides in my direction, and I instinctively sent a round sailing above his head into the tree line. He was freaky as hell, but he hadn't really threatened me. What would I tell the cops? I was unwilling and unready to shoot someone. He stopped dead in his tracks and hunched down on all fours. The next one will fuck you up. Go away. He stayed on all fours, and this time I had my sights trained on the center of him. His eyes were just above the grass, like a large cat or something. I was trying to stop my trembling and knew that my voice had cracked a little bit on the last warning. I was absolutely terrified. The standoff probably only lasted a minute or two, maybe less, but it felt like forever. In an instant, he bolted left toward the tree line opposite the road. So much for not being able to walk. I could barely keep him in my scope. He was moving so fast. He disappeared into the brush, and I sent another bullet sailing high in his direction. I racked another round and tried to pocket that mag and swap for a fresh one, but I dropped it and didn't bother looking for it. I wasn't far from my truck, and I wanted to get the hell out of there. I could hear him in the distance yelling this weird sound that could have been a laugh, but more like a cry. I scrambled up the trail and arrived at my truck breathless. I tossed my gear into the cab, but kept the rifle in my passenger seat and sped off. For the longest time, I told this story from the perspective of having spotted some deranged crackhead living off the land like some kind of caveman. I reported it to Fish and Game, but all they did was scold me for hunting at night alone, and I never received an update. It wasn't until I told this story at a camping trip that my nephew told me about Wendigos, rakes, and skinwalkers. My story scared the piss out of him because the spot we were camping was technically in the same forest that I had seen the bastard just 50 miles east of it. He was so spooked that his mom, my cousin, had to take him home. She was really pissed off at me. I've gone down the rabbit hole on these scary stories. I'm not saying what I saw definitely was a Wendigo or a skinwalker. I'm saying that if such a thing does exist, I may have dodged quite the bullet that night. Or maybe it was just a tweaker being all Donnie Thornberry in the middle of the forest. Either way, I just like to share. Believe what you like. These are the events as I recall them. And no, I'm not a writer. The end.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yes, that's where I was at.
No, a couple things. I wish he would have clarified better. Because I'm assuming, I had automatically assumed that the scope he bought was thermal. And thermal is different than night vision. Because see, thermal actually will show, from my knowledge, it shows body temperatures. You know, but not like Predator. It is like a black and white image. And night vision, what night vision does is it amplifies the light that's already there. And it has usually has a greenish tint to it. But I wish he would have specified, because I'm assuming he had either a night vision or a thermal scope on his rifle as well. Because at first I thought he bought a really expensive scope for his rifle. You know, because he had made the comment that it costs twice as much as the rifle. But he also says that he could not point his rifle at a person, you know, because that goes against all of his gun safety training. So that suggests that he has two different optics that he's using. Not to mention.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Not to mention the phrase glassing comes from hunters as well, and that's usually when they use binoculars or something to scan the area. But like I said, it made it sound like he was using one scope there, and not that it's super relevant. I just wish he would have clarified, because it was, I almost even stopped you because I was starting to get confused. I was like, what's going on here? I don't understand.
I just assumed that it was on the rifle.
That's kind of what I thought at first too, until he said he couldn't point his rifle at a person, because that goes against all of his gun safety training. Secondly, that would be fucking insanely creepy to see that little fucker before he sees you. And then, you know, being a hunter, you're kind of privy to things, and seeing that thing follow your goddamn scent would be freaking terrifying.
That's what I was thinking too. That'd be the absolute worst.
And then you see him squat, and for whatever reason, you have the feeling that it's a man. And I don't know if he could see like male genitalia there, or if it was the lack thereof that made him assume.
That crawler dick.
Dude, just fucking, that's the only trail you see.
Yeah, just fucking dragging it.
But the fact that he thought it was a man, and then a woman's voice comes out, because I don't know. I'm a man, so this is one side of when I say this, and I realize this. But as a man, if you were to hear a woman cry out for help in the middle of the night, most dudes are going to be like, oh shit. Like, I feel like you would just take it with a little bit more urgency. You know what I mean? Like, as for a man, like a man would want to go help the woman who's hurt.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, we're more susceptible.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, way more susceptible to a woman's call for help.
Why they use women or children's voices.
Right, yeah. And then,
like, if you were a nefarious entity and you wanted to talk to somebody in their sleep and you were whispering their name.
Facts.
You definitely use a woman's voice.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to a man's voice.
For sure, absolutely, 100%. But if I was him, man, I don't know that I would have gotten out of that tree. Especially the fact that he estimated its range at 150 yards. And when he put his gear on, that thing knew exactly where the fuck he was. And then he made the comment how it traversed the terrain with ease. And then it ran away with such speed that he really couldn't keep it scoped. And that means it's fast. It's fast.
150 yards isn't that far. Football field in the fat.
Right. But if you're being quiet, and it depends on how loud he was. I mean, obviously, when we think we're being a fucking sneaky ninja, we're usually not sneaky ninjas, but
scaredy bitch.
Well, fuck yeah. Point. Yeah. And so he might have been
werewolf crawler.
Yeah. He might have been louder than he thought he was. Regardless, 150 yards is no joke to hear something and it, be able to pinpoint your location with ease. That's terrifying, you know?
Yeah, fuck that.
But my assumption would be, okay, because this is what my thought process would be. It's fucking pitch black out, right? And even if I have a flashlight, I still have no peripheral vision. I can't see behind me. I'm only able to see what my flashlight's able to illuminate. And then this thing is obviously smart. It's smart. It's cunning. It has way more sense of smell and probably sight and hearing than I do. It obviously can see in the night because it's hunting at night. So with all that being said, and it has the intelligence to set up traps. How do I know this fucker didn't just run away to give me this false sense of security to come down out of the tree and then it makes its move? There's no way I would have come down. There's no way, not a chance in hell I would have came out of that tree. No way.
It's all predatory tactics. Like,
yeah, dude.
Smelling and using like game calls to essentially drag and get people out of the woodwork and shit.
Yeah.
And that's assuming that there's just one of them.
Yeah.
You know, who's to say there? You know,
I didn't think about that.
Have one of them out there as bait yelling.
Yeah. Coyotes do it.
Help me. And as soon as you come out,
I've seen coyotes do that to my mom and dad's dog. They were all yipping in the distance.
My grandma and grandpa's too.
Yeah, they were all yipping in the distance.
Faking
and one of them came up and was fucking with her, trying to get her to come out far enough where they could all jump her. But yeah, that's one would be bad enough. More than one, it's end of story. But yeah, that dude's got way bigger balls than me. Way bigger balls. Yeah,
the visuals of how he described that thing after it got to smelling him and when it like got down on all fours and reared back, it reminded me of like the classic werewolf pose where it's got its head up.
Yep.
And instead of hearing like a howl or a roar or some shit, you just hear a woman's voice calling out for help.
Dude, that would fuck me up.
Fucked with me for a while.
That would fuck me up bad. Between that and then having that thought, and I don't know that I would have had that thought, but having that thought of, oh shit, this thing is tracking my smell, would scare the hell out of me. Because then, like he said,
the worst.
In that pose you described, you anticipate a howl to come out, some type of howl. And then you just hear a woman's voice and you go, what the fuck? Like, this is not supposed to be happening right now. Because I can clearly tell it's not a woman. And it's definitely not hurt. So what am I doing here? What the fuck am I doing? And I also understand his judgment calling, because prove to me that that was, I mean, in the moment when the question, when your finger's on the trigger and that little voice in the back of your head is questioning your actions, prove to me that's not a human being right now. Because if he fucks up and pulls that trigger and it's a human, he's going to prison. He just murdered somebody
for not doing anything, you know.
Exactly.
Like, you weren't even defending yourself.
Exactly.
Like you said, this could just be some tweaker out in the woods running
for
around
sure.
naked
for and sure
you're fucked.
Absolutely. So like, his decision making's on point, because I don't know what I would have done either. Like, because you'd have that in the back of your head, if this is a fucking person, I'm going to prison. This is that's murder, no way around it.
I was looking at some of the comments and shit. The first comment was like, yeah, you encountered a crawler. They're very good at mimicry. I'm glad you gave it a warning shot, as it definitely noticed you. Their senses are incredibly adept, most likely from living underground and in caves, where it could have saw you, your movement of you messing with your gear. Living in caves would make them great at spotting movements in low light conditions. My guess is it found your scent and it was either a trap to make you come to it, or to hear if you're in the nearby area. It says get an extremely bright flashlight, because it either blinds them or damages their skin.
Interesting. That reminds me of the movie The Descent.
Oh yeah.
I never watched it because it was creepy, but I saw trailers for it and I'm like, yeah, fuck all that shit. I'm trying to watch that. I'll have to look into the crawler.
I've seen it a while ago.
Because I've never heard it reference that as a crawler. I've always heard rake, which is what my mind goes to is rake.
Mine did too. I guess it's like a whole species and they're all subspecies of it or some shit.
Scary because like a subspecies would mean that it bred with something outside its species, right?
Or maybe that wasn't a good like term, but like they lob everything in under the crawlers, like
gotcha.
And skinwalkers. And
gotcha.
This the original poster really shot him and I had no effect on him.
Say what now? You cut out for a second.
Somebody posted, they said, if it's any sort of comfort, from what I've read and studied, crawlers go down as easy as any human. And then the original poster said, that's comforting. I've had nightmares where I shot him and it had no effect. And another commenter said, the few people who have reported shooting at them have not managed to kill them, even at close range with buckshot spray from a shotgun. I hope that you're right, but it seems like there may be evidence to the contrary. There was one guy who had multiple encounters in one area who posted about them in this sub, who is deeply psychologically scarred by his experience, especially after the buckshot situation in question, where he saw the spray on the tree that it was standing in front of. And I believe he even found a blood trail, but it lived to find him once again. He refused to provide any details of the last encounter where he took a bunch of friends and weapons. I don't know what is true, but I would very much hope that I'd have a gun if I ever come across one. And I very much hope that it's vulnerable to bullets.
Well, yeah. And A, to that guy, you got a huge set of nuts for going back and trying to hunt them with your buddies.
Oh, they're mine. I'm going to try to find a link to that one. That's fucking...
That's where I'm at. Like, you were talking about cases where people have shot them. I'm like, where are those stories at? I want to hear those stories. You know, because I can't find those stories. But I wish there was a database for that type of shit where you could go rummage through stuff and find these crazy ass encounters. And I couldn't imagine like having to fight one off.
That would be terrible. I found this dude's post. So we're going down another one here.
Let's fucking go. I'm ready for that.
Fucking running with it. This was posted by a throwaway account, so we don't know who it is here. It says, I have no idea what this creature was. Long post, but please read. I seriously need help, and I'm terrified out of my mind. So I'll start off by saying I've never believed in anything paranormal. I'm a pretty science-based dude. I always look for logical explanations, and I'm still am for this encounter. So if anyone has any ideas, let me know.
When was this one posted? I don't have much.
This is also in Reddit in the paranormal board.
Oh, when though? Does it have a time or a date?
Yeah. This was posted 1 year ago.
Shit, not that long ago either. Because the other one was like 10 months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
COVID. He references COVID in this one. So it's within the last 2 years.
Right. Yeah. So
I don't have much
recent.
I don't have much time for leisure with work recently. Been having to accept some pretty awful shifts to get by with COVID times. So I've lost my ability to go on my evening walks, which are a method of stress relief for me. It had been a while since I'd gone on one. So 3 nights ago, I decided to just go for a late night walk. I put on my headband flashlight and decided to take a path I hadn't in ages. There's a small trail near the back of my neighborhood that goes about 4 miles deep into the woods. My plan was to walk about 1.5 miles in, take a parallel path to come back. I make it down to about 1.3 miles, according to my Fitbit, and I started getting a feeling that I'm being watched. I turn off my headlight and I sit still to listen. At this point, I'm more concerned that there's a guy following me who is up to no good. I heard clear footsteps in the leaves off the trail, and they'd been behind me for nearly 5 minutes. I stopped thinking it was an animal or another walker and became worried. Sitting there for probably 3 to 4 minutes, and I hear nothing at all. I turn back on my headlamp, and I start walking quickly back home. About 2 minutes later, I hear footsteps again. This time, it sounds different. It sounds like 4 feet walking instead of 2 feet walking, and it's walking at the same increased speed that I am. I turn around and quickly, with my headlight and my phone light, point it behind me. Silence. I get angry and I yell out, leave me alone. I'm going to call the cops. If you come at me, I have a knife. Silence. I yell again to get the fuck out of here and start walking toward where I heard the walking. About 20 yards out, hard to fully make out because the flashlight doesn't reach that far, I see what looks like a literal naked man running full speed on all fours into the woods. Normally, I'd chalk it up to drugs, but my area does not have that much of a drug problem. And there are some details that led me to believe that it wasn't an actual person. For one, it was damn near completely hairless, completely bald, pale white skin. And the way it ran on all fours looked like it was his natural running stance. Not like when you try to run on all fours and you look stupid. It looked like its bone structure was designed to walk on all fours. There was no hunched look. Their back was flat and they were fucking fast. Last thing that happened was straight out of a horror movie. I hadn't heard anything in a while and on my way back, but I kept turning around to be sure. With about 0.3 miles left to go until I was in the clear, I heard a mad dash through the leaves. I whip around and it stops on a dime. I see the edge of its head behind a tree and I yell out loudly and try to intimidate it. What I heard next, I'll never forget in my entire life. It cackled like a monkey, a noise I've literally only heard in nature documentaries. The tone was that of mockery, a predator having fun with me. I didn't stick around. I sprinted as fast as possible back home. I'd love to believe this was some prank or some rabid, bald, diseased coyote, but I got a pretty clear look at it. It wasn't. It had human feet and human hands, a human head and a human ass, but nothing else about it was human. I called the cops after and I told them that a man was following me. I didn't want to say some creature because they'd think I was crazy. They didn't find anything, but they did see quite a bit of activity in the leaves and dirt about 50 feet from where the trail was, leading far back into the woods before it got into a large stretch of grass where no footprints were seen. Please, someone tell me that I'm crazy or that this was some elaborate prank or a deformed man. All right. So he and his friends go back into the woods.
That one's interesting in itself, right? Because that one describes this one looking like a human. What's bizarre about it is that he gets the feeling that it's a predator, but it has no predator features unless it's got some fucking gnarly ass teeth. But aside from that, it's got normal hands and normal feet like we do. So by all accounts, I know unless it has, you know, some type of evolved strength, but I wouldn't feel too bad at this point. Yeah, it's fast. But if he legitimately does have a knife on him, I would at least feel like, all right, I got a chance. Come at me. I'm going to stab you. I will fucking stab you.
The only thing is
you.
Like, it's stalking him. Yeah. Like that's definitely predator activity.
Absolutely. Though. Absolutely.
A prey animal is going to run the fuck away from you. A human. Yeah. This thing was on his ass like the whole time and being shifty about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't
go leisure jogging in the middle of the woods at night.
Who does that? People that just want to go in the woods.
It's just dumb.
Kyle has to work in the woods and he fucking hates it.
Yeah, like guys, come on.
Hey, Hollow Cult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means? It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Especially in the middle of the night. Like, this is your leisure walk. Don't do that. Come on. Do better. Like, I'm sure you have a road in front of your house that you can walk down the fucking road. Come on.
Do fucking better.
So the question is why would he go back?
If we're about to find out.
Because I sure as fuck would.
Find out.
All right. Let's hear it.
He follows it up with a part two. Now, this isn't posted in the paranormal thread. This one is posted in The Truth Is Here, which is also a paranormal kind of a truth board where they talk about all kinds of different shit. So he says, we went back into the woods and we found it again. We went back into the woods and we saw it again. Here's my original post. It's important to read this before reading this. So after some internal debate, I decided I was going to go back because otherwise it would eat me up not knowing what this thing was. When I first saw it, I had zero idea what it could be. I figured some drugged out or mentally ill man, a prankster, or a sickly deformed animal. After letting that all settle, though, there's just no way any of that could have possibly been the case. I was trying to justify it in my mind because I've always been a heavy skeptic of anything paranormal. I still am, to be fair, but I'm warming up to the idea that crawlers may actually exist. So I messaged three of my buddies, told them everything that had happened, and in detail over text, I asked if they'd come look with me. Them being non-believers like me, and also just loving adventure and spooky stuff, were more than excited to go. Two of the friends have guns, and so do I. So we all brought them. Edit. One friend had a pistol, one had a shotgun, and the third had I had a pistol as well. The other friend was in charge of holding the two flashlights to give us some light. One being a phone flashlight, so he'd be ready to take a picture at a moment's notice. We waited until 9:30 when it was completely dark out and headed down the same trail I did the last time. My heart was pumping out of my chest, but I felt more confident having friends there. They were joking around and thought this was so cool, and I tried joking back for a few times, but the reality was I was pretty nervous. We walked a full 1.5 miles as I had planned on walking the first time and didn't encounter anything. We had prepped for so long, though, and didn't want to give up quite so easily, so we just kept walking. About 5 to 8 minutes later, we were close to the two mile mark when we started hearing some noises way back in the woods. It wasn't close, but it was loud enough to make us notice. I told my friend to turn off the flashlight for a few seconds, and we listened. Bipedal footsteps made their way closer to us. Still far, but definitely moving our way. Sounded like they were wearing boots or something, because the heaviness of the steps were quite loud. That or there were a bunch of leaves, which to be fair is also a possibility. It was off the trail, so it's all woods back there. Once the footsteps made it about 20 or 30 yards away, I called out asking if someone was there. The footsteps stopped, but only for a brief second. A second later, the bipedal footsteps returned to what sounded like something sprinting, or a second later, the bipedal footsteps turned to what sounded like something sprinting on all fours in our direction. My friend immediately turned on the flashlight, but there was nothing visible through the dense forest. At the beginning of the trail, the forest is pretty clear, but further back it gets, the more dense it was, so it was hard to tell. Once he turned on the light, the footsteps stopped as well. None of my friends were talking. Paranormal believer or not, hearing that will scare the shit out of you. My friend unholstered his pistol and kept it by his side. He looked at me, and I could see that he wasn't having a good time anymore. My friend holding the camera was visibly shaky and was darting his glance between all of us. The third friend, shortly after, yelled into the woods, "I see you. Come out and stop fucking with us. We have guns and we will shoot you. We don't want to hurt anyone over some dumb joke, so come out now." We hear the sound again. I mentioned that last time it sounded like a cackle. This time it was more of a yell, shriek, aggravated noise. I don't even know what to compare it to. I just know that it gave me goosebumps. My friend immediately shot his gun into the woods, causing my ears to ring horribly due to me being right next to him. I couldn't hear for shit, but I noticed his gaze went from the spot we heard the footsteps from over to the right of that spot about 90 degrees. I followed his gaze for about a half a second and caught a glimpse of it once again. A tall human-like thing running on all fours behind a tree. He started walking towards that direction, but my friend with the flashlight stopped him. He made the point that it was buckshot, and chances that he missed were slim due to the fact that the tree it was next to was covered in evidence that the shot was on target. My friend made a scary point that we hadn't considered. What if it hit it, but it didn't hurt it? What if he was right? What if it took a shotgun hit and it didn't even fall over? My estimate is that it was between 6 foot and 6 foot four, maybe between 140 and 165 pounds. So if it could still run after being shot, it either didn't get hit or it's not something that we want to mess with. We hear the cackle I heard the first time, the mocking noise. Not so much an aggravated noise this time, but more so that it gave me the impression that it was having fun with us or enjoying the fear that we blatantly had in our voices. No more footsteps, my friend shot in its general direction again. Ears ringing, I couldn't hear anything, but I did see a small glimpse again of it running off deeper into the woods. I could only see its rear for a second or two before it was too far to be seen in the light. This meant it had to be running really fast. I don't want to give a number, but if I had to guess, it was probably around 20 miles an hour or so. Nothing a human could do on all fours, that's for damn sure. We turned around and jogged back home. Upon getting home, we talked about what we saw. Nothing was disrupting my story or disputing my story now. Nobody was disputing my story now. We had all seen it. We talked all night. I showed them some of the comments on my last post where they suggested a crawler. We read a lot of posts here, and some of them matched our experiences, some didn't. But we did all agree that if this was paranormal, that a crawler was the best guess we had as to what it was. Now that we're all on the same page, we still don't know if we buy into paranormal claims, but this one was starting to convince us. We realized at the end that we hadn't even looked for pictures. We asked my friend with the phone, and he shyly admitted that he hadn't even thought to take a single picture. I'm not going to lie, guys. I was so terrified I didn't even open the camera app a single time. I was just trying to make sure that it wasn't behind us or charging us. I'm sorry. We told him not to worry. None of us would have been any better about being calm enough to set up a picture. I never saw its face still, but the friend who took the shot swears that it didn't have one, or at least it had no eyes. He couldn't see if it had a mouth, but it was about a third of the way out from behind a tree from the angle that he saw, and it was blank from the nose area up. Or if it did have eyes, it was too black to be noticeable in the dark. We did all decide, though, we are going to go back. We'll be more prepared next time. We'll do our research. We'll have a camera strapped to us. We're always recording. We know what to expect, so we'll be more calm. Any other tips or advice, please let us know. We'd really like to capture some full-on evidence of this thing. Edit for clarity. Two of my friends and I were carrying guns. I had a pistol. One friend had a pistol, and the last was carrying a shotgun. The guy who unholstered his pistol wasn't the one who originally shot. The guy with the pistol was to my right, so he never even saw the friend on the left until it dashed across to a new tree.
Yeah, I've got some advice. So... don't go back. How about that?
How about you just stay the fuck out of the woods?
Yeah. Like, literally, worst case scenario, go buy a bunch of trail cams. Set up trail cams everywhere.
Go in the daytime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, but that's what I would do. I'd set them up everywhere, and in a couple spots, I'd try to pee to mark my territory and piss it off. That way, it's like, what the fuck? You might get a little bit better odds of seeing something. But aside from that, yeah, I'm not going back. If this thing...
no.
I don't remember how far away... did it specify how far away it was when he shot at it with the shotgun?
No, but it was close enough that it would have been in the spread.
Yeah.
He said there was no way that he could have missed it.
The last range estimate, I believe, was like 20 yards is when he said he heard the footsteps stop or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that, to that degree. But, yeah. It also makes me wonder. It makes me wonder where the fuck these guys live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at first it makes it sound like he lives in like a suburb, something like that, where there's a little patch of woods you can go run around in, you know. But if they're toting guns, they're definitely not living in the suburbs.
No.
Especially firing rounds off in the middle of the night.
Yeah. That definitely get the cops called.
Exactly.
Out there quick around here.
Exactly.
I did find he had a third post. So my long break explained crawler sighting hunt. So this should wrap it up.
When was this post?
Still a year ago.
A year ago.
So
okay.
This would probably all happen within like 2021 if I was guessing. We did go back. We spent time getting prepared, strong flashlight, walkie talkies, with one new party member staying home for emergencies. A better camera, knives, a bat, and our same guns. We were confident, probably too confident, which led us to playing ourselves. I deeply apologize that this post won't be what you're hoping for, but for now, all I can say is that after the events that happened that night, I needed to take a break from life and start going to therapy. I've met with my therapist a few times, and it's significantly helping me process all the new data that was flooding my head. If I'm being honest, I think she thinks I'm full of shit, but I genuinely can't blame her. She does a great job at listening and offering real advice, even if she thinks I'm schizophrenic and delusional. The only reason she hasn't started trying to recommend me to a specialist is due to my friends coming along with me one time where she heard all of our stories. I promise I'll write up a post of the events that transpired that night, but I genuinely have been on the brink of a mental breakdown for quite some time now. In summary, though, to give you an idea of what I'm processing, we did see it up close, in fact. The things that happened while in its presence have haunted my nightmare and plagued my mind during these days. One friend was injured fairly badly and needed medical attention. Not on the verge of death or anything, but he did not look good. He is okay and has since recovered very well, but mentally he's probably worse off than me, and understandably so. I got away with the least injuries. And he posted a photo which says not safe for work, so I'm assuming that there's gore in it, but the photo is not linked. You click on it and it has been deleted from the internet. So if I do some hunting, I might be able to find it.
Interesting.
Since I'm just kind of ad-libbing this.
I'd like to see that.
So he posts the picture and says, so if this is any indication of what my friend went through, you'll understand why he has a hard time. I'm sorry I'm not in the state to fully update you guys, but I really hope that once I come to terms with everything and once I can process it all, I'll be able to explain everything. Thanks for the support leading up to this. I've appreciated everyone's ideas and contributions. So that wasn't ending we were looking for here.
No. Well, yes and no.
Yeah. I mean, there is an ending.
He got fucked up.
People have seen the pictures and have commented here, so we're gonna try to pull something from that. First commenter said, I've read every single comment and post you've made in the last year. I need you to know that what I saw was a man, you, going from completely normal and carefree to a broken, terrified, skittish version of the same man. That can't be faked in writing. It was like reading your journal and watching your descent into madness. I believe you 100%. I believe you saw and encountered something that was intelligent, non-human, threatening, and intended to do you harm. I believe you, and I know you're telling the truth. I validate your fear and your confusion and your attempt at trying to understand something that makes no earthly sense. I know that you are not lying. This said, that looks like a terrible gravel rash, but without any gravel in it cleaned up. Did you injure yourself falling down, or did the creature do that to you? If it's the latter, that's a strange injury. Not like it's from claws or teeth, I mean. And then the original poster says, I'll go into detail later on a later date, but you'd be correct. This is from being slammed down into a bed of rocks. So apparently he got injured either engaging the creature or trying to run away from the creature. I don't know if he ever posted anything again. Let me hunt.
Around. Dude might have got washed from the internet.
Yeah, the fact that his pictures are gone.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Especially if they weren't that bad.
Yeah,
it just looked like a gravel rash, which begs the question. You know, that's why, like, for anybody that tells us stories, it's best to tell us a story. It's best to include as many details in that story as possible, because my brain instantly asks, well, why would there be gravel in the middle of the woods? Is it a part of the trail? Is your trails graveled? Or were you in a creek, you know, where there could be rock? Aside from that, I can't fathom a reason as why there would be gravel in the middle of the woods. Maybe an old railroad through there or something. Maybe, I don't know. But I, you know, and those questions obviously raise flags. Not that I'm trying to disprove this guy's story, but it helps paint a better picture.
And it's Reddit,
right? Know? Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Reddit, a lot of shit on Reddit is fucking not real.
Right.
Here's a follow up post from 8 months ago. Found this. He just posted it on his regular page. Update for those who reached out. I got back on Reddit for the first time in a while and saw that a lot of people had reached out asking if I was alive. I gave the below response, but realized not everyone would see it, so maybe people will see it here. I'm alive. I don't get on Reddit much anymore. I was never a big Reddit user, just needed somewhere to talk about what happened. I've been off and on therapy, and overall, I'm doing a lot better now. There are still times when I think back on the experience and get a form of PTSD almost. I'm not sure I want to call it PTSD because it almost feels like I'm downplaying the people who experience PTSD from war or other horrendous sites, but my therapist classified it as PTSD, so I'm going to go with what it's being called. But overall, I am doing all right. Thank you to everyone who has reached out and asking if I'm doing okay. I have too many notifications to read them all, but this is my update. I'm just trying to live life like a normal person again and enjoy these little things. Taking a break from social media in general and trying to enjoy life has been a major factor in piecing my mind back together. It's good to see that so many people genuinely cared about a stranger's safety and well-being. You guys give me hope, and your communities are very welcome. I just want to say thank you to everyone who listened to what I had to say. I'm not sure I would still have been around today had I not gotten it off my chest. He said he locked comments because I don't particularly care to relive this experience and have a Q&A on it. I just want to move on. But so many people have helped me. I'd figured I'd have at least give a little bit of closure to people instead of just disappearing forever. At this point in time, I don't see myself coming back to this topic, but maybe one day down the road, my mind will change. I'm still healing, and maybe I'm a weakling for not getting over it as quickly as some of the others in this group. But it's really just isn't good for my mental health to constantly revisit this experience. So again, we don't know what happened or what happened to his friend.
I was going to say by that post there, and he beat me to it, but I was like, this dude ain't going to talk about it. If he's going to therapy to piece his mind back together, there's no way this motherfucker is going to keep talking about it, because he's just going to relive that night over and over and over.
Yeah.
You know?
And if it was somebody faking some shit, like you're just going to leave without the payoff, you know?
Well, that, and I wouldn't have come back and said what he said. I just would have left it what it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why come back?
Yeah, you could have left it cryptic, you know, like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Dude might have died. Maybe it came back for him. But no. Like I said, I don't know if it's real. If it is real, I hope these were like bro dudes who are fucking stupid. And for whatever reason, they're like, let's just go back. Because outside of a couple dudes that are fucking dumb, who are bros, you know, and they think they can whip everybody's ass, what the fuck reason would you have to go back in there? You know what I'm saying?
I was kind of thinking the same thing, but then I thought about like, if we were to go out somewhere and we saw something fucking weird, and it wasn't to the point to where it like harmed us yet, we would probably go back.
Maybe.
You know, if we did the story and like, especially if people like got in our ears about it, well, you know, you saw some sort of creature, go back and get a picture of it. Go back and get a video of it.
Trail cams, bro. Trail cams.
Trail cams.
Okay. But here's my thing. I'm big on like, the more we venture down this shit, I'm pretty big on feeling, right? The way I feel about a situation. And I'm because of my job and because of just life in general, I've gotten relatively okay at listening to my gut. And if I'm out in that bitch and I think for a fucking split second, this motherfucker is malicious. No fucking way. Because if it's faster than me, it's taller than me, it probably has longer arms than I do. Like, it has every evolutionary advantage in fighting me. And the possibility, that's not verified, but it's a possibility that we shot this fucking thing and it didn't do anything to it. Even if it, even if it hurt it, it still came back for more, regardless.
And laughed at you.
Right. So with all that being said, no fucking way. No fucking way am I going back. Not without an army.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers that'll shoot on sight.
Going in the first time and seeing it is one thing. And then taking your buddies back the second time out of curiosity.
Yeah. I can understand that.
That's acceptable. But after shooting it and then it just being like, nah, fam, you didn't do nothing.
Dude, that's a great point. That's a great point, because you squeeze the trigger on that bitch. Wrap your mind around that logic. I felt it necessary to pull the trigger at this fucking thing. And I know in my own head, I know I hit that bitch. I know I did. And that thing's still alive. So with that being said, and they even made the comment, is it possible it did nothing to it? Okay, with that rationality, why the fuck are you going back?
Get the fuck
Leave out it alone, bro. Leave it alone. Move. Pack your shit and get the fuck out of Dodge.
That's what I'm saying. I'm curious as to where his friends are in all this. You think they would like post?
Right.
Possibly.
Well, I mean, if it broke their brain that much, because you had some naked dude come out there and fuck you up.
That's true too.
They didn't kill you.
Three of you armed. Four of you.
The one was at home with a talkie for emergencies.
Oh, yeah.
So it was three on one, and they said they had bats, knives, and guns. And this thing fucked you up.
This thing said, LOL.
Yeah, it came out like, it probably swanton bombed them out of a tree, and then fucked them all up.
I fucking hope so. It probably tagged in the crawler from the first story.
And that's the other thing. What if there was
more? Lady
Screecher. What if there was more than one of them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These things act.
They do. They act weird. Like cunning predators.
Yeah.
The ones that'll 100% bait you. The ones predator. That'll bait you.
Yeah.
For the pack.
Come out here in the open.
Yeah.
Come on out here.
Yeah, because it did that. Like, even in the first encounter, it stayed just far enough away. You know, and it enticed you. Like, come on, bitch. Do something. What are you going to do? Come on.
Come on out here.
Get curious.
Motherfuckers, wonder why people go missing in the woods.
Right. You know, and even just right out of the rip, bro, like if it's that fast, if I look at it, I mean, because it's hard for us to fathom the word fast. I mean, you know, is it Usain Bolt fast? Are we talking like crackhead Kenny from down the street who he can run, but he ain't impossible to catch? You know what I mean?
Fast on a running track is different than fast in the woods.
Oh, that's another great point, because they got to be able to maneuver, juke and dodge and this and that. And then it would, you know, it can transition from 4 to 2 feet. We don't know yet if it can climb.
Fucking humans running on all fours fucked up to me anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's terrifying. That's terrifying. That deserves a boot to the mouth. You see a motherfucker doing that.
Because that's dude just... can take a shotgun blast.
Yeah.
Boot to the mouth.
Well, I was talking about average human. An average human run down the street on all fours, you kick him in the mouth. Because that shit ain't normal. Okay? They're cryptid in themselves. But outside of that, like, I don't know, man. It sounds fucking terrifying. It sounds absolutely terrifying. And to go 3-on-1 against that thing and get your ass beat. And then the dude sounds like he got the least. Like it almost sounds like he just let his homies get their fucking faces kicked in. Just
got the fuck out of there. I'm looking at comments here, and this commenter said, I've actually read that they take bullets and keep running. A biologist on the sub suggested that they may have a cartilage-like skeleton so they can squeeze through small caves and make weapons less effective. Were you smoking at all? Native Americans have historically left them tobacco offerings to keep them away. and many people have reported they're approaching while they're out smoking at night. Glad you got out of there. Fuck that shit.
Cool. So whenever I hear movements outside in the tree, it's probably a rake.
Yeah, it's probably just going to squeeze through your air conditioning vent like on the X-Files.
Great. Fucking great. That's what I want. Some asshole fitting through every nook and cranny in my house.
So weird, man.
Like, and that would make sense, if having like a cartilage-like skeleton.
Yeah.
Living in caves and shit. That makes total sense.
Being able to squeeze through, that makes it 100% more terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's going to go places where you can't get it no matter what. Which brings us back to Descent.
Yeah. And this guy makes a fucking, makes a good point about if humans are worth the danger. They said if one person goes missing, 100 or so show up. We also have a tendency to kill or destroy the predators that come after us. So why are they hunting us?
That's a good question. I mean, the best I could come up with is that if they were encroaching on its territory.
Yeah, and, you know, and
they came first.
Both encounters started with just a single human being out there. So
right.
Opportunistic predators.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know, dude. It sounds scary as hell.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to see it.
Same. I'm in the same camp. But that's why I always carry a knife with me everywhere I go. Doesn't matter where. Everywhere I go, I try to remember to carry a knife with me. A, it's just good practice. You never know when you need one. B, if somebody or something tries to fuck with you, you stab it. To say, you know, yeah. At the very least.
Yeah.
Self-defense. Better word. Self-preservation. How about that? That's the word we run with tonight. Self-preservation. Do what you have to do to survive.
I keep like, you get further into these comments and just like, crawlers have been reported to mimic human speech pretty well. This one, however, seems to actually understand it and what it means.
That's gross.
This is intelligence on a whole different level.
That's gross.
Makes me wonder if the thing specifically chose a female voice because it knew what kind of response a man would typically have. Makes me wonder if it hasn't done something like this to someone else before. That's so, so creepy. Even the fact that it knew what to say. Like, whose voice is it copying? It heard it from somewhere before. I just hope she's okay. Jesus fucking Christ.
I didn't even think about that, that it had the intelligence to respond. Yeah. That's gross.
Poor woman gets lost in the woods, possibly injured, and then it's taken out by this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because they would have had, regardless, they would have to learn from somewhere. You know, because it's coming from a understanding that it didn't know our language. So it wouldn't just randomly put words together of, please help me, I can't walk.
Yeah.
But like you said, the fact that it sat there and heard that, put that in the old data bank, and then after, it is terrifying.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That's why
I always like to keep my ears open for these weird ass Reddit, like,
oh, dude, these Reddit are great. Posts,
which you can't really do too much of a regular episode on because you almost have to get permission to read it and all their shit. But here, I guess if we read it and discuss it, it'd be fine.
Should be. You know, I guess it would be more of like a copyright if we just read it and go, that's it.
You know? Yeah, here's your creepy story.
Right, and we're not trying to steal people's shit. That's why, like, when we hear, like, your username, I'll shout your username out. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Fascinating story. Terrifying story.
So fucking.
Absolutely terrifying so story.
Fucking, I was like, I gotta hear what Kyle thinks about this.
Dude, it's.
But yeah.
I don't know. Like, I do understand the curiosity part of going back for more. I do get it, but man, you got to go with your gut. Like, if you think this thing has the capability to fucking you up, just stay away from it. That's like them idiots that get out of their cars at them open wildlife fucking zoo parks where there's tigers and shit, and they get ate by a tiger. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Dumb fucks in Yellowstone that keep getting fucked up by buffalo.
See, that's dumb. Stay the fuck away from him.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Just look at that bitch from afar.
You hear about you don't need a pet people getting fucked up by buffaloes. You're not special. If you get out, the buffalo is going to fuck you. It's a fucking SUV with horns. And yes. Just born pissed off. Stay the fuck away from it.
Yeah. It's like people trying to hug bears and shit. That's just dumb. The motherfuckers eat you. Come on.
We're not a bear. Species that's meant to last.
No. Our intelligence is very limited.
It's no wonder we're prey to these things. Honestly. Yeah. They're like, hey, I didn't get it the first time. Let's wait till he comes back. And you know what's even better? He's bringing more food with him.
Right.
It's going to be like a buffet.
Dude, that's even scarier.
A human smorgasbord.
It's even scarier that there's native lore about it. Like the natives left tobacco out for it. Like that's fucking terrifying. Especially if it's true and it's equated to that these things approach people when they are outside smoking. That's fucking scary. Well, that means the natives when I would, it holds weight.
Whenever I'd go rock hunting and shit and I'd hear the shit walking in the woods.
Yeah.
One of my uncle's friends said, he's like, I know you don't smoke, but always take one of your uncle's cigarettes and bury it in the ground before you go walking up there. He's like, it'll be good for you.
Well, I would have been like, could you elaborate, please?
I didn't want to know. I'm like, if whatever the fuck's in the woods want to smoke, I'll bring it up there. That's fine. Just don't eat me, please.
Man, because then that makes me beg the question. Did you ever go back and dig it up? Was it ever gone?
Oh, fuck.
Was it ever just not there anymore? Tobacco, in all fairness, tobacco was used in a lot of peace offerings and ritual offerings.
That was more it. Like you're going up there into a place where there was Native Americans that lived thousands of years ago.
Right.
More of kind of like
a respect thing.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Right. Yeah.
Not so much.
Keep skinwalkers off my ass.
But I did hear shit in the woods.
Yeah.
I did hear shit in the woods multiple times. And I got more lost than I've ever been lost.
I remember
in those woods. Like my brain just fractured as to where I was. And when I got my bearings about myself, I was on the opposite side of the ATV road that I had entered the woods on. And I had never crossed the road to get back over there.
Riddle me this.
Yeah. What wormhole did I fucking walk through?
The wrong one?
Yeah, not the one where I came out rich and handsome. That's for fucking sure.
That's why I said the wrong one. That's why I said the wrong one.
Anyway. It's almost 11 o'clock and I have to get up at 4 o'clock. I want to turn into a crawler if I don't get the fuck off of here. So, thanks for listening to this weird Reddit story. I'm going to start bookmarking some of these that I come across because
for sure
they're pretty fucking weird. And they kind of just rabbit hole into other shit. So
yeah.
Hope this satiates your palate, patrons, for some weirdness. If any of you woodsmen and woodswomen who spend a lot of time in the forest have encountered anything similar, even if it's just like voices and shit, hit us up. Let us know.
Voices be enough for me.
Yeah, no shit.
I start hearing motherfuckers.
I hear footsteps and I get lost for 2 hours. Fuck.
Yeah, especially in the dark, dude. Fuck that shit. I start hearing people calling. No, I'm sorry. You're going to be stuck. I ain't coming to help you.
But we want to thank you again for the support. You guys are awesome. We love you guys.
Yep.
And until next time, stay safe, stay weird. And if you see a naked man yelling like a woman in the forest, you shouldn't, because you shouldn't be in the forest in the first place. Stay the fuck out of the woods.